Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, so Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We got a text message here. This plays perfectly into the question that popped into my head. Is Seth and I were chopping it up about the Rockets picking third in the lottery and talking about the Astros, and boy, what a revelation Jeremy Peña has been. And of course, the Texans brought a bunch of new guys into the building that people are excited about right now. There is now officially kind of a young player buzz about all three teams. The Astros, there's buzz that they might win the World Series, but it feels good. Like everything's, there's good feelings going on all three teams right now. This text message says Jeremy Peña, they actually say Jeremiah Peña. I think I might start calling it him Jeremiah.
Yeah, I like that. It's like biblical.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Peña. What's his nickname that his family had on
La Tormenta, I believe is what
La
it is.
La Tormenta.
Which is a million times better than Jer Bear, which the afternoon show is trying to name him.
Is the entire afternoon show or just Tyler
for sure. Yeah, I don't know where Clint and show necessarily stand on Jer Bear. Anyways, Jeremiah Peña is really good at baseball, this texter says. Top five on the ESPN MVP watch over the weekend. I'd not seen that. Just to finish the text, nobody on the planet, including Click, could have predicted this, and that's probably true. Like if you asked James Click in spring training, 40 games in, what's the best case scenario for Jeremy Peña? I don't know that they would have said 8 home runs and 25 RBIs.
Right.
And what is he in WAR right now?
He's fifth in WAR.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fifth in WAR, having missed a little bit of time too. That's a cumulative stat.
Yeah.
So fourth among offensive players. Pablo Lopez is number four.
Okay.
Jeremy Peña is fifth. So Manny Machado, Mike Trout, Tommy Edman, Pablo Lopez, and then Jeremy Peña.
There you go.
That's the company Jeremy Peña finds
himself
in. Some
good names to bump up against there. Absolutely.
He's just a rookie trying to make his way in this league.
That's right.
Trying to replace the gigundo shoes of one Carlos Correa, who was hold on a second. Let me scroll down to find Correa. Correa. Let me do Control F. Oh, I got to go to the second page because he's not in the top 50 here.
Disgust with Correa.
Let's see.
Well,
Correa. I'm going to Control F on the second page. Players 50 through 100.
Yeah, what'd you find?
It's not popping up here. Never mind. So anyway, look. It's gone well. I don't know. I don't know if the listener needed I felt like that was a little bit of a backhanded shot at Click, like somehow Click lucked into this or something. I think Click knew exactly. Look, this has not been a secret whatsoever. People have been gushing about Peña for a long, long time. He probably was going to get a shot last year in the majors if he hadn't broken his wrist early in the season.
Yeah.
He'd
been on the team in some capacity.
Yeah, yeah. So this, it would be a surprise. Like, I don't think anybody other than Mike Trout do you say, oh, yeah, he'll probably be the leader in WAR.
That's right.
For sure, you know?
Yep.
James Click wouldn't have predicted it, but they felt very highly about Jeremy Peña. So it's not a surprise that he's doing well to them.
Each of these three teams now, the Rockets, the Astros, and the Texans, all have a rookie that you can latch on to hope to varying degrees on these teams. Seth, if you had to buy stock in one of the three big rookies for these teams, which one would it be? Jalen Green for the Rockets, Jeremy Peña for the Astros, Derek Stingley Jr. for the Texans.
So Derek Stingley is just the lowest because I still haven't seen him do it in the NFL.
Okay.
Jalen Green, through no fault of his own, but because because you haven't seen him with like a genuinely really good supporting cast, it's still a bit of a projection, you know, and I feel very, very optimistic about Jalen Green. But I think with Jeremy Pena, he's already seen pitchers make adjustments. He's already started to meet the challenges of like some of his struggles hitting the slider or what have you. I think he's responded very well to all of that. And you get to see the best of him because he's also playing on a really good team. But he's doing the part that, you know, we said this about Bregman too. The defensive side of it is something that you can do as a rookie right off the bat that tends to stick. It doesn't have anything to do with your tendencies or anything. And Bregman, when he started off on that miserable hitting streak or slump, he still was doing really good things defensively. So yeah. You can say, okay, look, this kid's got something at least. I think Pena, you've seen the upside of his batting already, and I think he shows that same maturity that Yordan Alvarez did as a rookie, where you could tell that it was above and beyond just some lucky streak or beginner's luck. And then you see that Pena also has the tools defensively, and that he's also one of the fastest guys in Major League Baseball. That's not inconsequential that he's just genuinely really fast, too.
Right. No, these guys all are multi-tool players. And look, Green and Stingley are top three picks in their respective sports. From that standpoint, there's a great deal of respect for Pena, who was a fairly high draft pick, but he wasn't a first rounder. He wasn't Correa. You know, Correa was destined for the things that were being talked about with him last year and heading into free agency. I think mine might be Green, Seth. I agree with you on Stingley. Like Stingley, especially coming off of 2 years of injuries, there's a lot of unknown about Stingley right now. So I'm with you on Stingley. Mine might be Green. I think Jalen Green could win a scoring title in the NBA. I think Jalen Green has the potential. Look, he's 19, 20 years old, so I'm going way out on a speculation plank here with this. But I think Jalen Green has the potential to be the best player on a championship team. I think he's got the potential to be a scoring champion. I think the most encouraging thing about Jalen Green was all those games that he was stacking up at the end of last year, where he was scoring like 6 of the last 7 games, he scored 30 points. He had his most prolific performance in the final game of the year. He scored 41 in a game. He did that without being some sort of volume chucker. He was very efficient. He improved defensively during the year. Green would be my guy. I love Pena. Green would be my guy.
Well, and I guess the difference is, and this is again where it's more about the circumstances surrounding the guys than the guys themselves. Look, Jalen Green was playing very well in games versus good teams that were coming down to the wire. I know a lot of people wanted to say, oh, this was just garbage time production or what have you. But having said that, there is, in the NBA, teams relax against the bad teams. So, like, the standard isn't just quite the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's not Jalen Green's fault. We just – there's that. You know, what happens when the Rockets are legitimately good again and they're getting the best effort or a really good effort from the good teams every night. And then the other two is that in basketball, there's almost a higher standard for what a great player is because it comes down to just understanding that flow of the game and exactly how much of a genuine leader are you, how much of an impact you have on your teammates, where you don't necessarily have to worry about that as much in baseball. And I feel like Pena's doing this at the highest level on a really good team where he's getting the best shot from the other teams. So he's just, I just feel more secure about it. I could totally see Green having like the highest maximum upside, though.
Yeah, think about how nice it is to be able to have a conversation like this about all three of these guys. Think about how nice it is to be able to include a Texan in a conversation like this. Think about how nice it is to have somebody on the Rockets that you feel like could be the guy. Honestly, of all of them, think about how nice it is that we're talking about this with Carlos Correa's replacement.
Yeah.
You know, like
this is the, okay, so the question would be, all right, how have we demonstrated, have those three franchises demonstrated an ability to keep a man? I think that with the Texans, that's very much to be determined.
Yes.
With the Rockets, I think so far so good. They look like the organization knows what they're doing. And, you know, Harden signed a couple of extensions while he was here. I mean, Harden stuck around for a while, for a long while. But I think with the Astros, you don't worry about it. The Astros are like Warren Beatty, man. They're going to date a lot of women, and some are going to come, some are going to go, and they're not going to worry too much about it. Probably a dated reference. Instead of Warren Beatty, I should say, who's the current one, Sean?
It's just a Playboy that's out there.
Like a Hollywood Playboy with no signs of getting married anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a good...
What's his name there? Thor there. He's not married, is he?
Oh, Hemsworth. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's not... Oh, is that Chris Hemsworth?
I think Thor is, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I guarantee you the text page will tell us this. 100%.
I've gotten bad with... I got to start reading... the tabloids or something.
Yeah, you can
so get a feel for who the
I get
the
it. I get three emails from People Magazine every day. And clearly as you can tell in this segment, it's helped tremendously.
Yeah, thanks a lot for all your pop culture know-how.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yep. People are saying Jalapeno Popper should be his nickname.
I do like that. I like that, except the problem is I feel like there's a little there's a little bit of hazard there for us if that's what we're I'm not going to be the guy that gives him that nickname.
No,
okay.
No.
If Jeremy wants to go with that, then so be it. But or if maybe one of the other guys on his team wants to give him that, that's fine. But I'm not giving him that.
Particularly
nickname.
Particularly if it's one of Hispanic persuasion, that would be even better. Yes. The people are saying Clinton Show do not like Jer Bear as the nickname. Okay. So Chris is shaking his head too. I thought so, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to confirm 100%. All right, they're 100% against Jer Bear is the nickname.
Somebody's suggesting Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian's boyfriend. I don't get the sense that he's the one that's yes, he's dating a lot of women that are out of his league, but they seem to be the ones in charge.
Yes.
It's almost like he's like their adorable little puppy dog.
Yes.
That they're passing around.
This is the rule, okay? And this says, if you're getting tattoos of their initials or anything having to do with them on your body, you're not the one who's out there dating all sorts of people. You're not. You are making a skin ink commitment to those women.
Leonardo DiCaprio is still single, I believe.
Is he?
So maybe he'd be the one. Yeah,
that's a
Johnny
good one.
Depp would have been the guy forever. But then
that's
he
who I
went
was. Dude, that's
and got linked up.
That's
in
who
a
I
bad
was.
Way.
Honestly, Seth, that's who I was gonna say. Probably just completely subliminal in my head because all these People Magazine emails I tell you about.
Yeah.
They all have something about Johnny Depp in them.
Well, you know what?
He's also 58 now. I'll point that out, Johnny Depp.
He looks pretty good for 58. I was about to think, man, he's looking kind of rough, but then you realize, he's 58.
And it's been a hard 58.
Like a Keith Richards almost. You know, Keith Richards didn't have as far to fall from the looks department. But, I think that the Texans, Sean, unfortunately, have been the Johnny Depp Amber Heard relationship the last couple of years.
Yes.
I mean, it was when you look at the Johnny Depp Amber Heard relationship, you're like, wow, they are both just a complete mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was with the Texans and Deshaun Watson.
That's right. That's
for
right.
a stretch there for 2 years, it was like, wow.
Yep.
These two deserve each other in a lot of ways.
They do.
But need to get the hell away from each other. My goodness.
They do. Deshaun Watson pooped in the Texans' bed. That's exactly what happened. All right. Speaking of the Texans, their Texans table scraps from the last couple years that are sitting out there, they are starting to get picked up by other teams. Is this description of one of the Texans table scraps the worst description that you've heard of this player? That's next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.